प्राणाय बारी मधुरम नौपाटलानी कर्पूर वासित तरम तरलात चिदत्वा काले कदा तो मया आचमनीय दत्त काष्ठादिकं प्रणयतः परम अर्पणीयम युग्मकम्। ordinary meaning is this, that O Taralakshi, whose eyes are so much taral, chanchal,
restless,
not restless only,
moving.
Taral means like water, means full of fear also it may be. Thinking the pastimes of Krishna, he has occurred before and now she is remembering these pastimes. He wants to see Krishna in that stage and remembering the pastimes, her eyes is full of tears. So Taralakshi, O Taralakshi Radhike, will I have any of this fortune that I mean that when you have taken your meal, Krishna, what? Remnant, and everything is, he has taken everything. Then, after taking anything, we wash hands and mouth and clear teeth is ATC. So she is praying Srimati Radhika, O Taralakshi, after taking your meal, will I have shobhagya,
great fortune,
that the water mixed with glove,
rose
flower, the taste of and the fragrance of water is like gulab, and kharpur mixed, kharpur means
camphor
mixed, so tasteful and fragrant water I will give you on your hands to wash, and I will help you in washing hands and mouth. Here, Taralakshi Taralakshi means Sripad Raghunath Das Goswami is remembering the pastimes and wants to service Srimati Radhika. Here there are two ways of remembering Krishna pastimes. One aroh and second avaroh. You know aroh and avaroh?
Ascendant and descendant.
ascending and descending. Ascending means to do anything by or one try.
By one's own effort.
Effort. We should try our effort to do anything. The remembrance is coming by our, we are trying and that is coming. This is ascending by our try. Bhakti, when we do Sramanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam, we try to do it. And another is automating coming from upward. When we try, there are so many difficulties. All other remembrance in this world, material, comes and stops that. When we chant, when we remember our Guru Mantra, Kam Gayatri, Brahma Gayatri, Aro, and any other thing, sometimes we see that mind is not there, mind is somewhere. But if mantra comes himself there, no restriction, nothing. When by the mercy of Krishna or mercy of any associates of Krishna or by the mercy of Gurudev, Vaishnava, if the remembrance or bhakti comes, that is, when that comes before bhav, we should try and we try. But so many things are there. But when by mercy the pastimes of Krishna comes itself, then everything is right. No but difficulty or no obstacles come. It comes in spontaneous. This is the main difference between these two. When in Nishtha we can do it, in Nishtha we do Naam, we chant Harine and we listen Harikatha. But there are so many obstacles in this. We realize it. But when bhav comes, if we try, that obstacle should come, but they will not come. So here in Aroha Pantha and Avaroha Pantha. So here Raghunath Das Goswami is remembering the past times and it is coming in Avaroha, descending. So he is almost ananya.
Uninterrupted. Fixed.
And easily something is going on. But if it is aro, sometimes need, sleepness, idleness, so many another things will come. But there is a thing that if in any sadhak that descending is coming from by the mercy of pastimes or the mercy of Guru and Vaishnava, it is coming, then it may be that that pastimes will not come in krama
order.
In order. Like Sukadeva Goswami, everything coming from up. He is not trying to tell anything. Everything is coming automatically. that he has told that Mukharit Mahan Mukharita Tasmin Mahan Mukharita Madhavis Charitra Piyush Ashesa Sarita Parita Pravanti Taje Sivant Nibha Gaadh Krishna Gaadh Karnai Tannas Prishati Trid Sok Moha Bhaya. Here he is telling that in Srimad Bhagavatam that Tasmin Mahan Mukharita Madhavis Charitra. When in a devotee, a rasic devotee, tattvagya devotee, like Sukadeva Goswami, is going to tell any Harikatha, Mahan Mukharita, Harikatha itself comes, and this Harikatha is Krishna himself. Bhagavan name is himself Krishna, no difference. Abhinna, Abhinatsat Nama Namini. So Harikatha and Krishna is the same. Here Harikatha and Nanda Nandan, Nanda Kishore, Aradhakam, Arash Vihari is same as Harikatha. So when by the its mercy, when Harikatha comes in a sadhak, not sadhak, devotee, rasic devotee. If anyone has chance to hear that Harikatha, is coming itself. So if any devotee has, sadhak has chance to hear, he has no desire of eating, drinking, no shok, no moha, no bhaya, everything goes away. Like Parikshit, he was hearing all this. He forgets that after 7 days, a snake will cut him. No shok, moha, bhaya. He was drowned in forgetfulness and realizing the taste of Harikatha. This is Malli Harikatha, West Harikatha. Krishna comes and enters by the doors of here and comes here. And he removes everything. But in our heart, there are so many offenses and everything of this birth and past, and we have no hankering of Harikatha like Parikshit Maharaj, and we are not a kagrachit. We are thinking so many things, past and future. Now there are so many things are there. So Raghunath Das Goswami, in Raghunath Das Goswami, that Harikatha, remembrance of the Harikatha is coming automatically. And if we hear by Sabdha, everything will be washed away, and we will be also able to hear like Raghunath Das Goswami, I remember. So here, when Sukadeva Goswami is telling Harikatha, especially telling from birth to Dwarka Leela in 10th canto, his pastimes become upset. Upset means Kramahin. Not in order.
Kramahin.
Kramahin. He is telling one katha of which will come in future, but he is telling first, and this will come after that. So many in so many places is it has been occurred like so. So Raghunath Das Goswami here in Bilap Kusmanjali has not written like a Nishant Leela, Pratar Leela, then Aparanha Leela, then Madhyanha Leela, and then Sayang Leela, Nakta Leela, not in order. When he remembers, when that Leela comes itself, he is praying like this. Understand my bhav?
This is Sarasiki.
Sarasiki. And all Leelas are here, Nitya. So when that Leela comes in him, he describes and he prays like that. But if a man is in his sense and doing according to his remembrance, that is in Aroha Pantha, he will carefully do it in Krama. But here there is no Krama. So this is most powerful because past times are coming itself. And on the sadhak, not so powerful. So he is remembering the past times of Radha and Krishna, that last night or last daytime when Radha went, Srimati Radhika went in Nanda Bhavan and preparing all these things, Amrit Keli, that is Piyush Bhatika. Piyush Bhatika, you know? Piyush mane Amrita. Piyush. Pine se Ajar Amar Aadmi ban jayega. When we drink it, it will be Ajar Amar. No death and nothing. That is called Piyush. And very, very madhu, sweet at a time. That is called Piyush. And Bhatika means like
bowl or patty.
When Radha and Krishna are sleeping in Nishant Leela and Sakhi are sleeping, they are seeing that Mayur and Kokil and everything are noising. These are billing, feeling, and the air is blowing so very slowly. Everything is uncool of that Vilas. Anukul means everything is favorable for Krishna and Radha meeting. At that time, when they are roaring more, especially when
peacock, hen, female,
are noising, they feel disturbance and they somewhat do like this. They are sleeping and waking both, but more sleeping. After some time they woke and they sat on the bed. Sakhi knew that this is the time of our services, taking kasturi, chandan, kumkum, flowers and everything, samar, pejan, dhupdani, angardani. Angardani means the pot on feet dhup and etc. ghee is given us, and very good smell of that thing is coming. So taking everything, they at once entered the kund. The pile was then almost
ankles
was roaring like hunter swan. That ones knew that some are coming, but as a half sleeping, they could not mark that who is coming. They entered Lavanga Manjari, Rati Manjari, Rupa Manjari, and some Manjari. At first, not Sakhi, na Priya Narma Sakhi. Only these entered. They thought that they are sleeping and waking. So, Padma Seva, they give Piyush Bhatika in their mouth, not here Tambul. Because if they will give Tambul, Tambul will go here and disturb anything. Because they are not waking, they are sleeping. Of Piyush Bhatika, it will give some rush and slowly they will come in wakeness. So they took it and became so pleased. After this, they wake and all pastimes are going on. Here, at that time, Srimati Radhika is seeing towards Krishna, Krishna is seeing towards Srimati Radhika. She means Rati Manjari, that is Bhanumati also, Tulsi Manjari also named, three names. As Manjulali has them, Leela Manjari also. So, every Sakhi has so many names also. According to Leela. So here, Tarlakshi Mane, she is seeing, she is remembering that past time. At that time, she is remembering the Purvarag of May Purvarag. Srimati Radhika has seen Krishna anywhere. And her eyes are like a deer. She is so frightened. Frightened? Dargaya. And that deer is so bacha.
Baby.
Have you seen? And she is so frightened and seeing here and there. Srimati Radhika is doing like so. He remembering that at the time, Long Manjari, Rati Manjari, Rup Manjari are coming there. You are hearing? They are telling, Rup Manjari is telling Srimati Radhika, like this, trembling, Srimati Radhika, why you are so? Have anyone has taken your mind and fled away? I think that you are not here, only you are by your body here. But anything your has been stolen, I see, because your mind and everything is not here. Why you are going up and down, here and there, sometimes in home and sometimes out of home, outside of home? Why you are doing so? I see that, Rup Manjari is telling, and she is remembering who? Rati Manjari, who is now going to to serve Srimati Radhika. So these are the explanation of Tarlakshi. Why Tarlakshi? So Radhika has always Purvaraj. Radhika has also is always like Avishar. She is also Swadhin Bhartrika. Everything her is perpetual. In Srimati Radhika or in Gopis who are Nitya Siddha, there is no Purvarag, but yet Purvarag is always. If Srimad Bhagavat is will told and everything will told, then yet there is Purvarag. If our Shraddha will be as Prem, but yet Shraddha will be there. Understand? If our Shraddha will come into bhav, asakti or bhav or mahabhav, but yet Shraddha will be there. So, in this perpetual aprakita lila, all things are there. If Krishna, Radha and Krishna had done ras, there should be no purvaras, worldly. But Srimati Radhika Purvaraj is there. He is saying day and night, but yet Srimati Radhika sees that I have never seen Krishna. Or Krishna sees that I have never seen Srimati Radhika. This is Anurag. No. Naya means new and new becoming. This is the sign of Anurag.
Ever fresh.
So Purvaraj is there. So he is remembering that in Purvaraj, what are the signs of Radhika? Sakhi are coming and doing parihas norma ukti. Parihas, you know?
Joking.
Parihas means having in their heart anything and telling anything. Man uchatan. If a man mind has been stolen by anyone. Man uchatan. Srimati Radhika has no mind in any work doing. Always man uchatan means mind is not
mind is disturbed. Not concentrated.
And Nishwar Sagar. She is doing. Why? Because she is not seeing Krishna. And Kadamba Kanan. And she is looking where Krishna can be seen. Always in this. They are telling that why you have so your avastha. Avastha means why you are so. Now at this time we have no shame at all. In Purvarag also. And here also. Your senses are not here. Because if your senses are there, you are in senses. Your anchal means this cloth is not on this here and there. But you don't care. And if you are in senses, at once you will
cover
it. But now you see that here are your sasur, sas, and all are here. But you have no shame and anything. You are saying that all are here, but you are not saying. You are saying that I am alone. Oh, we remember you that Vayase Kishori. In age, you are Kishori. And Rajkumari, not an ordinary girl. And after all, you are a very new bridegroom.
What? Newly married.
Newly married.
So you should keep your shame so that anyone cannot laugh upon you.
Kimba Abhilash, what you are desiring, tell us. We will help you. Why you are so anxious? You are not understanding even. You should, we are your well-wisher. We will help you in every respect.
Thank you.
touching five feet. Why you feel like that? Here, mother has given Kunthini. Kunthini, no? We are seeing. In his kamar. Kunthini, in Lupo. Well, that is Kunthini. Kunthini. Lupo. Not here, Lupo. When he rolling some sound, some cuckoo, from where this sound is. He knows everything in whole world, everywhere, but he don't know why, from where this sound is. And stop this. Everything has been this body. Is with gobar and mutra, gobar. Once it was going for whole cockroach, a very small cock shell, so white and very beautiful. Then he caught hold of reaction jumped up and began to run. And Krishna becomes flat, mouth upside, but not yet living. And rolling in the gobar, Brahma and Narada. Why they are seeing, why wondering how this Parabrahma is. And he is looking there, but not there. At that time, Yasodama and others came and they rebuked Krishna. Why was it done so? And they acknowledged, I called out that cough and possibly they. Then they come. Here he is seen by his. It is very wonderful that the very pure stage of Muni Brahmin Dipra Adhikare Lajyate. If we don't go to Dipra Adhikare, Adhikare means Yajya, and they chant so many and pray by a rigid Sandesh. I'm calling you from years and thousand years, but you don't go there. Perhaps you attend there. Attend there. You are standing there. And yet, you don't come here. You go. They are not friendly. They are not literate. They only do cow hide. And in the, why you do that? They are not calling you. You are going there. And Guru says, go brick, aham kutai. Tu tisatai. Nai kuthat se satan. What the wonderful is that, Avadana, more wonderful is that, Satam, Sajjan, Sadhu, for thousand and thousand years, from so many births, they recite Sanskrit every day. And yet you don't hear, you are Badhi. Badhi means death. All sounds doesn't go in your ears. That is, oh, it is wonderful that you ran after cows and cocks, and they order Gopal that you go and go
behind all cows and calves. And he obeyed the orders of old goat. And there not only this, here Krishna tells that dhiri dhiri, tiri tiri, niri niri, chu chu. So he talking with cows. Chu chu means, oh, you should take water. Chu chu chu. Niri niri, here is water, you should go there. Tiri tiri, you should come, return and come to the place, dry place, but then. So he is telling all these things to cows and calves, what to tell about goats and goats. But he is there to see the psalm based, Rig Vedic, Yajur Veda and all this. Perhaps you are just speaking. It is very wonderful that you what to tell and what to hear, you do all this. This is Brahman Madantasti. Those who are sant and dumb, some dumb to Krishna, you know? So, to control antar indriya, man, buddhi, ankaram, this is from. And dumb means to control all these things, outer indriya, this is from. So those who have control from dumb to Krishna and all other. All this. And their heart is pure, no ambition, no desire, worldly desire or anything. And they are about ready to go to salvation from the Brahma. But and they are doing sacrifices and giving so many things to Krishna. But you don't take anything. They are in sacrifice giving so many things. But your hands are not in order. So you don't take anything. But then in Vrindavan, we see and we wonder that thy hand, that hand, thou, that mouth, they are offering so much and so many the deadness and anything. But here in present, Krishna, when in the wrath or in any time, or in अविचार के बाद में बस अविचार उसके बाद में अविचारिका पाशक प्रज्ञा उत्कंठिता खंडिता आपकर खंडिता खंडिता ही में खंडिता मैंने प्रश्न है प्रॉमिस टू कम बट टाइम वॉज ओवर एंड कृष्ण कुछ नहीं वेन नाइट वॉज ओवर एंड ओनली some time was there. At last he was appeared. He appeared there. And so much with so much time. At that time he became serious. See. Nighter. Become so serious. And he is telling that Jahi Jahi Madhava. Hari Hari Jahi. He is telling that, oh mother, I can't be out of my senses. You should not tell lies. You are telling lie, I am known. And you are bahana bana rahe hain. You are bahana. Bahana means city. Yeah. Tell another thing and offer anything. So at once she should go. And she ordered to her Palyadati, that is, keep this teacher out of my seat so that I may not see him. And when they are giving out the Krishna at that time, fell from the feet of the Devi Padma Pallavam, Margarala Khandanam, Mamasirati Mandanam, Devi Padma Pallavam. And they do like this, so many times. But we don't say, care for this Satan. So now I declare with drum beating that you are only Vasishtha to be and those who follow them, not your other. So Krishna speaks to Radhika and Radhika speaks to Krishna with sorrel eyes. Sorrel means full of fear. So Tarlakshi is telling, she is addressing, or she is addressing to her, to Srimati Radhika. Thinking the past answer, remembering the past answer, the last night star. And Srimati Radhika is remembering that as if Satan and Raramanand and Sarup Damodar are remembering Satan and Mahaprabhu. Reminding all this. And Mahaprabhu is waiting on the present. Here, the Sati, especially Tulasi, are working in this. Is remembering Srimati.